Welcome to the Coffee with Karen podcast, a weekly chat show discussing everything from holistic health to current affairs from a mental, physical and spiritual perspective. Get your weekly cup of positivity with a sprinkling of woo-woo.
Hey, fantastic. So we are live for this week's episode of A Coffee with Karen. So my name is Karen Roberts, your host, and what we do is we help struggling coaches, consultants, therapists and healers from the conventional to the more woo-woo, how to design, create, market and sell their own signature online programs online. And we have a platform to get their message heard with Mintwave Radio Station and our podcast network, Raising Vibrations. So this week, our guest is going to be talking about YouTube. Now, most people will know her as the LinkedIn queen, really, and she really focuses on helping network marketers and other online marketers. So, Gloria, I am so excited to have you on the show today. For the listeners, can you share a little bit of backstory about who you are and what you do?
Absolutely, Karen. Thank you so much. It's such an honor and pleasure to be here. So, I have been an entrepreneur for 43 years now. I've also worked, I've worked in the workforce, but I've always had some business going on the side if I was not a full-time entrepreneur, but I've been a full-time entrepreneur for, the last 25 years or so. So, and I have my own multiple seven-figure coaching business. So I understand the world of coaching for sure. And my business has, I've done two different kinds of coaching businesses. One was all energy coaching, and the other was coaching network marketers, affiliate marketers, online marketers on how to build their businesses online. So I love what you're doing. It's so fun and so exciting. And thank you for having me on.
Well, absolutely my pleasure, because I've seen firsthand what a fantastic coach, leader, motivational coach, really. I mean, it's amazing what I've seen firsthand, how the actual work that you put in, the energy that you put in behind it, how you're helping everyday people build an income online. So what got you started with this? I mean, I know, I would have heard of you initially as being, I suppose, the LinkedIn queen, but what's your story? How did you get to, where you are right now?
Well, it's a very long story. I'll try to make it short. But when I was 22 years old, I heard about Amway, a network marketing company. And the thought of being an entrepreneur and, being able to create your own life was very, very appealing to me. So I saw the vision and I started off and I struggled. And, I had full-time jobs. And so I've been in and out of being an entrepreneur while I had full-time jobs. And then I got this wild and crazy idea about 25 years ago. I'd been through a divorce, actually my second divorce. And I got this wild and crazy idea to start a matchmaking business. So I quit my big corporate job, just cold turkey. I quit my job and started this matchmaking business. So I had it was not an online dating company. I actually went and interviewed people in their homes and everything, but that was my first multiple seven-figure entrepreneurial business.
Wow.
Yeah. And then through a series of events, I had that business for 13 years, and then a series of different things happened, and I lost the business overnight. And it was a wild and crazy ride. And I ended up going from having a multiple seven-figure business to being hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt, because the business literally went away overnight. And I had employees and I had contracts and everything else. So it was not a particularly pleasant experience. No. And we learn and grow from these things, right? So I had to reinvent myself. And at the time I was 56 years old and I had to cash in every dime of retirement savings I had. My husband even cashed in his retirement savings so that we could make it through this period. And I reinvented myself, and I got into coaching, and I was doing energy coaching. And long story short, from that, I ended up reconnecting to my network marketing world, and that got me into coaching network marketers and learning how to really build online. And then I discovered LinkedIn, and I was just fooling around on LinkedIn. And I ended up building a second multiple seven-figure business, really coaching people how to use LinkedIn, coaching network marketers, affiliate marketers, and coaches on how to use LinkedIn to build their businesses. And I mean, LinkedIn is absolutely crazy powerful. And then from there, because every platform changes, right? They just do. And I always knew that I hit LinkedIn at the perfect time. I mean, it was just the absolute perfect time. Nobody in the network marketing field was teaching how to use LinkedIn the way I was. And so things changed on LinkedIn. I mean, it's still a super powerful platform, but things definitely changed. And so then I got involved in YouTube, and I figured out I cracked the code on YouTube. And YouTube and LinkedIn now are my two super powerful platforms to build businesses. But there are things you definitely have to know about YouTube, because for years I just put videos up. You know, every week I'd do a video and I'd get 7 views, 12 views, 3 views, you know. Even though I was really consistent, I just wasn't getting the views. So there are definitely things you have to know about YouTube. It's not just putting videos up.
Yeah.
But
become the problem is so many different platforms, right? There's so many different ways you can do things. And, you know, I'm there. What I mean is I'm getting 12 views because I had that approach in the beginning. It was like, just put it out there. I'm not focusing on that. We'll just focus on this one. But at least, you know, I've got a backlog. People can see that I've been doing stuff. But we have no clue. We have absolutely no clue how to optimize it properly. It was just like, we'll deal with that when we get there. But for you, I mean, your story there, I think, is massively inspirational for people, because for somebody who's dropped everything, and there's not many people that will be that brave to give up a corporate, you know, lifestyle to go all in something, then you took the risk. And that's what I'm hearing here. You're a risk taker. You're not
playing
a risk. I mean, you know, not any old risk, but you've obviously sort of, you know, looked into it, yeah? But to then rise up and then lose it all, again, that's inspiration for so many, because so many then give up. But you didn't. You picked yourself up, put your big girl pants back on, and went back out there and did it again, and then did it again. What was it? Do you think that's linked to your energy, the way you coach with energy healing, how you found the drive to keep going?
Yes, I think a lot of it has to do with that. And part of it was just, you know, I was 56 years old and I'd been out of the workforce for about 15 years. Who on earth is going to hire a 56-year-old who's been out of the workforce for 15 years? You know, I've been an entrepreneur with this matchmaking business. So what do I do? Put on my resume, matchmaker, you know? Hire me. So nobody was going to hire me at 56. So like my back was literally up against the wall. And sometimes for some of us, I mean, I am definitely a self-starter. I'm highly motivated. I'm a go-getter. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. But for some of us, our backs absolutely have to be up against the wall. We have to get to that point where our backs are up against the wall before we do something. But my feet were to the fire. Like, I had no money coming in, like none. And the debt kept racking up. And even though my husband had a great job, we were living a lifestyle because of my business. And like, it was gone overnight. Like I went from making a net profit of $72,000 one month to having $3,000 the next month, and not one dime the following month. That's how fast it went away. It went away like that.
Wow.
So we had a lifestyle and expenses that went with that kind of income. And it was crazy. So, but my energy has a lot to do with it. So I had a very unusual upbringing. My mother taught my brother and I that we created everything in our lives with our thoughts. Now, you know, this was back in the 1950s. So this was extreme. It was before The Secret, before anybody was talking about quantum physics or anything like that. But my mother literally taught us that we created our health. We created our grades in school. We created everything. We created our relationships. We would create our careers through our thoughts and our feelings. So that was a very, very, very unusual way to be raised in the 1950s, right? Yeah. And 60s. So it's all I've ever known. So, you know, it is extremely unusual. I mean, my mother taught us that we could heal ourselves, you know, through our thinking. And we did. We had healings, right? So I grew up not going to doctors. I grew up not taking medication. I grew up learning how to consciously create my life, which, you know, there are not very many people that had a mother who taught them that kind of stuff.
No, you seem to be, from what you're sharing there, you have been ahead of the game every step of the way. Yes. But how wonderful.
Yes.
So that proof that really, you know, this is what should be taught to the children, because imagine what a world we'd live in.
Yeah. And of course, when I was in high school, when I was a teenager, I was like, oh, that's such a load of crap, because it was so unusual. You know, none of my friends had a mother that was teaching them what my mother was teaching us, you know. All my friends were going to doctors. We weren't going to doctors, you know. And so I rebelled. And then when I went off to university, to college, I realized, oh, you know, I was in a position where my back was up against the wall. I wasn't at home. You know, I ran into some situations that were challenging, and I went back to my roots, and I made it my own. And when I finally made it my own, that's when everything changed, right? And like everyone, life has not been all a bed of roses. You know, I went through two divorces that were absolutely earth-shattering. And I built this multiple seven-figure business that I lost. You know, we all, you know, life is a roller coaster ride. It just is. And it's about how you deal with the ups and downs. You know, how do you pull yourself up again when you've had a very significant down? And, you know,
nobody wants it. I mean, people probably think that they want it all one way, but man, if it goes in a straight line, you're dead. You need the up.
Exactly. Yeah, we think, you know, we look at successful people and we think, oh man, they've just gone like that. But that is so not true. There has never been one super successful person on this planet that just has had this beautiful, beautiful ride up like that without any, you know, it's just not the way life happens. It's just not.
They just don't see the journey, do they? They just see the end result and make an assumption. But actually don't know that if you've had that big drop, you know, you've got to do a lot of work to even get yourself, you know, a lot of people, yeah, they would really struggle if they've been right up and then dropped to the floor to get back up again. And I mean, that's what resilience is. But I'm sure having the faith in the unseen and no understanding energy is definitely what's going to drive you. So I know today we're going to talk about YouTube, which is great for me. I should have somebody else on maybe taking notes, because as I said, YouTube is not our thing. We're just, like you said earlier, just putting it out there, which I'm sure there's many others out there that are doing the same. So what do you want to talk about regards to anybody starting up with YouTube?
So YouTube is crazy, crazy, crazy powerful. And you have to know how to work it. So YouTube is a search engine. And so often what I see people doing is they go out there and they do a video about what they want to talk about. That's not the way it works. What you really need to talk about is what people are, who are on YouTube are looking for. So let's say you're a coach, and I'm just making this up. Let's say you're specifically a coach around weight loss and you help people with a keto diet, right? I didn't know that.
That is so funny. Right, go on.
So instead of you talking about what you want to talk about, what you have to find out is what are the exact words and phrases that people who are on YouTube are searching for when they go to that search bar on YouTube. And then you have to create, you have to do the keyword research. You have to find out how difficult it is to rank. So keto right now is obviously a big, big, big rage. So for you to start off a YouTube channel and just start talking about keto, there's so much competition around keto and ketogenesis and ketogenic that you're never going to rank on that. So you have to find other phrases, other specific things that still have enough search volume, but they're easier to rank on so that you can actually use that. And again, I haven't done the keyword research on keto because I'm not, you know, that's not my thing. But let's say hypothetically, and I'm totally making this up, don't anybody go out there and do a video on this. McDonald said this great keyword. But let's say you found that there are a lot of people searching on recipes for shrimp, keto shrimp recipes, right? And let's say that that specific thing had enough search volume, but it wasn't super, super competitive, that you could do a YouTube video about why shrimp is great on a keto diet, and then maybe share a delicious shrimp recipe, right? And again, I'm totally making this up. Don't think that I've done this recently. But you have to find niches, right? You have to find things that are strong enough, that have enough search volume, but they're not so big that you're never going to rank. So this is where keyword research comes in. And there are great tools that you can use on YouTube. And personally, what I do is I pay somebody. I mean, I understand how it all works, but I don't have the time to do all that keyword research and to optimize my videos. So I pay someone who's an absolute genius at this to do the keyword research for me. She knows my business really well. She's involved in my business. She's involved in several of the opportunities I'm involved in. So she gets it. So she'll go out and do the keyword research and say, she'll say, Gloria, do a video that talks about this. So let me give you an example. I did a, she found a keyword phrase that was something along the lines of best affiliate marketing opportunities for 2023. So I then do a video where I talk about the best affiliate opportunities for 2023. And I put that in the title and then multiple times throughout the video. So I'll start off, you have to have the title of the video and the actual content that you're talking about. You have to use that keyword phrase multiple times in the video, right? So I'll say, today we're talking about what I think are the very best affiliate opportunities for 2023. I'm going to go through a list of my five top affiliate opportunities that I think are going to bust through in 2023. And then I'll, you know, I'll talk about it, and several times I'll say, so number five for the best affiliate opportunities for 2023 is blah, 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 you know? So you do the research first. You don't just go out and talk about what you want to talk about. Find out what is it that human beings are searching for on YouTube. And then you create a video around that, that obviously has to do with your area of expertise, your subject matter. But it's really, really important to understand that YouTube is a search engine.
Right. But do you not think that that's what a lot of people do, not just on YouTube, that they're putting stuff out without even knowing that, you know, does anybody even want this?
Right. Yes, they are. I mean, so let's go back to the keto diet thing. We know that lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of people are looking for stuff about keto, you know, the keto lifestyle, keto diet, keto recipes. But then it's finding out what is it that you can actually rank on, because you're new and you don't have, you know, a big enough presence. You don't have enough followers. So there are several other keys to YouTube. One is, especially when you're new and starting off, you want your videos to be somewhere in probably the 2 to 7 minute range. Really long videos, you're going to lose people. They're going to drop off. So you can only do longer videos once you've got a really solid following of thousands, tens of thousands of people. Mm-hmm. So that's the other thing. We tend to talk a lot, you know, about what we want to talk about.
Don't know what you mean.
Yeah. And so you have to keep your video shorter, really 2 to 7 minutes. Under 2 minutes is going to be challenging. I'm talking about a regular video, not shorts, right? Mm-hmm. But a regular video. Under 2 minutes is going to be challenging to get enough of the keyword and the content rich information in there. So 2 to 7 minutes is probably the max you want to do. You need to have your videos transcribed. You need to have a great description. You need to have your channel optimized. So you need to have the title of your channel optimized for that keyword, you know, a keyword category that you can actually rank in. There's a lot of research that should be done. Keyword research is not difficult to do at all, but it does take some education, some time. It's not difficult. It's kind of fun, actually. To me, I think it's fun finding out what are the phrases that people are actually searching on. Mm-hmm. But then it also takes understanding the ranking and how difficult something's going to be. But here's the thing about YouTube. Consistency is also key. Now, you don't have to do a lot on YouTube. If you do one video a week, but you're rock solid consistent on the day you publish it and the approximate time. So let's say you decide and it's takes some testing to figure out what the time is. But let's say you decide Tuesday is the best day for you to publish a video on YouTube. Ideally, you want to do it at about the same time, whether it's, you know, somewhere between the 2 to 3 p.m. range on Tuesday afternoon, or maybe it's Thursday morning at 9 a.m., whatever it is. But whatever you do, do it at the same time on the same day every week and be rock solid consistent. This is what all the algorithms are looking for. They like dull, boring, flat line. So don't go out and do 5 videos this week on YouTube and feel great and all excited because you published 5 videos. Then you don't do anything for 2 weeks. That's not going to get you anywhere. You're going to be much better doing one video a week. I mean, you can get some really powerful results on YouTube from doing 1 5-minute video a week.
Wow. And optimizing
it. Yeah.
So what I'm hearing is saying, well, for one, I've got it all wrong from the beginning. But no, I mean, it was never meant to be used like that. But that's actually, if you then break that down, that's and not a lot of time needs to be spent to actually get a bigger return. That's what I'm hearing.
Because exactly.
For a lot of these other platforms, people are, you know, it's just a constant putting out content. Whereas, is it really necessary? Do it properly. So what you're saying is do the research first, get the boring stuff, because everyone wants to just go into, like me, I just want to go and do the fun stuff. Get the boring stuff out the way, do your research, and then as long as you're committed to that same, and consistency is key. I mean, I suppose it all makes sense. It all ties in with everything in life, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Far better to do, it's the little things done consistently. But everyone's looking for the one thing that's going to change their life.
Yeah. Now, here's another thing, Karen. Speaking of consistency, this was my experience. So first of all, I'd spent, I don't know, maybe 7 years just doing YouTube videos and putting them up nonstop and getting, you know, like I was saying, 7 views, 12 views, 3 views, whatever. Then I got serious about YouTube and I created, you want to create a channel that is targeted, right? So do not do a YouTube channel that talks about keto and then talks about your favorite skiing places and then talks about why you love to knit. I mean, I'm making it up, right? But you want your channel to be targeted. So if you're going to do a channel on a keto diet and helping people lose weight with a keto diet, then that's what your channel is about, right? Make it really targeted and specific. The other thing is thumbnails are super, super, super important. You've got to create an eye-catching, attention-grabbing thumbnail. So they're not necessarily pretty, right? If you look at my channel and my thumbnails, some of them have faces like, you know, not pretty, but eye-popping and attention-grabbing. And then the other thing is patience. My experience was that we started this. We decided we were going to crack the code on YouTube. So we started this and I was just rock solid consistent. And for 6 months, nothing. I mean, we'd get more views and slightly more views and slightly more views and slightly more views. And the viewership was growing, but I didn't have any results in my business. And then in the 6 month, boom, it just took time to really get momentum. But the beauty of YouTube, it is so, so, so crazy powerful when you do it right. So for me, for my network marketing and affiliate marketing opportunities, because I was laser focused, I was rock solid committed, one video a week, every single week, same day, same time. What would happen would, and this would be the same thing for a coach. So, you know, if I've got people coming from Facebook or Pinterest or Instagram or even LinkedIn, people would come to me and they'd want to ask me a whole bunch of questions and I would have to do a call with people to tell them about my coaching program or to sign them up for an opportunity or something. But with YouTube, because my channel was highly targeted, people would have checked it out. They would have watched a bunch of different videos. So by the time they came to me, they already felt like they knew who I was because video is the single most powerful way to get a prospect from cold to warm to hot without ever meeting them, right? Mm-hmm. So people feel like they know you. They've already decided they want what you have to offer. So in the network marketing or affiliate marketing world, or even as a coach, they've already decided that they want they're looking for what you have to offer. They've already decided they want to join you or your opportunity and they want to join you. So it was rejection free, absolutely rejection free prospecting. I love it. It's powerful. It's crazy. So that's powerful.
Massively time savings. Cause like you say, you've done the work. The work has been done through your video before they've got to you. So then, yeah, it's you're going to be 100% conversion.
Exactly. I mean, my conversion rate was not 100%, but it was so high. So high. It was in the 90s. I mean, it is in the 90s. So it is, in my opinion, it is so worth the time to put in, you know, invest in YouTube. And
for a 7-minute video, man, that's, if you work out. And are you saying that your income increased from the programs that you were selling on the back of it, or because your numbers, your views have gone up as well? Are you, because you're making money from YouTube?
I make some money from YouTube. Now, to be perfectly honest, I don't have a massive YouTube following. I probably have 3,000-4,000 people. It's not massive. I do make some money from YouTube from advertising, but it's not much. That's not going to, you know, get me rich. But
you're not going to retire on that.
No, I'm not going to retire on that. But the number of people that have joined me in opportunities because of my YouTube channel is astronomical.
Wow. And do you run ads? So I suppose there's because there's two sides of it, isn't there, with YouTube?
Yeah.
You don't even do that side. It's purely just using your content, which again, I suppose, are you just repurposing it everywhere else as well? Or are you creating specific content solely for YouTube?
Some of both. Okay. I definitely repurpose content. However, the videos that I'm really optimizing for my channel, I'm doing specifically for YouTube. But then I'll take those, I'll put them on LinkedIn, I'll put them on Facebook, I'll put them on, you know, wherever I can put them.
Yeah.
And very often I will take a video that I've done and turn it into a blog post, turn it into an article on LinkedIn. I always recycle, repurpose, and reuse, right?
I mean, because for a lot of people, I think they get put off because they become so overwhelmed with what they think they need to be doing. Whereas actually, when it's all sort of really thought about, it doesn't have to be, because like you say, you can just repurpose a video in written format to put somewhere else. So people aren't seeing exactly the same thing, the same video, but they probably wouldn't even notice that it's actually the same content just written down. So
right.
you're maximizing the bit of content at any time.
And I will also strip the audio off a video and use it for my podcast.
There you go.
So
yeah. Use your time well. That's what I'm getting from you. It's all about time management. But because really, I can look at you, Gloria, and think, are you sure you don't have 4 hours in a day? Because you do so much. You do so much. What are your main passions right now?
My main passion is really helping people generate passive and residual income. Two very different things. Passive income is really where you're honestly not doing anything, where you use a little bit of money or something you're already doing anyway in your life. Like, let's say you're already, I mean, all of us are already surfing the internet, whether we're doing it on our phone or our tablet or our computer, we're surfing the internet. So why not get paid for surfing the internet, right? That's passive income. You're not doing anything. Residual income is when you actually work, right? And you create something, like it might be in network marketing, you're building a team. It takes work to build a team, right? Mm-hmm. So it's not, people call it passive income. It's not passive income at all. You work and you work your tail end off. But then on the back end, there is residual income. And I think we need both. We need passive income and we need residual income. So I'm passionate about helping people learn how to build passive and residual income, largely online, because I'm all about optimizing everything. So I want to speak one to many. So whether you're a coach, an affiliate marketer, a network marketer, it doesn't matter. Ideally, you want to speak one to many, one to many, one to many. You want to get your word out as much as possible. So that's the beauty of YouTube again. You're speaking one to many. Not one-to-one, 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 one-to-one. Because as entrepreneurs, if we're spending all of our time doing one-to-one things, we're still just trading time for money. You might as well have a job.
And repeating yourself over and over and over and over. So far easier to do it once and get it out there.
But absolutely.
As you mentioned, you know, this the perception of, you know, this, network marketing, I find it a funny game because there are two lines of thought with it. Some that just dismiss it and say it's a scam, which I don't know how anybody can see it from that point of view when any business, any company is a pyramid anyway, you know. The cleaner didn't get the same amount as the CEO, do they?
No.
But there's so many, there's such a negative, maybe it depends where you are. I know here in the UK, there's such negative connotations to to network marketing or the word MLM, which is such a shame because it was, again, designed around actually helping everybody out without having, you know, you don't have to pay the kind of money that you have to buy a franchise. So I've never really understood that. But then there's the other side that where people think it's just going to be easy. They're going to make these 6-7 figures overnight. But like you said, it takes a lot of work to build a team.
And it does.
Takes a lot of work to even keep them all motivated. So how do you do it with all the different programs that you're running? How do you keep everybody, you know, there with you, fighting, keeping going? How do you keep them all motivated? I know you've got so much energy.
Well, I mean, that it really is a lot of it. I'm just a high energy person anyway. I mean, my husband calls me the Energizer Bunny, so. And I'm just passionate about it. I love what I do. I love people. I love helping people. I love seeing people flourish. I love seeing people. I love knowing that what I'm doing is really, 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 truly impacting lives. So for me, it's just a passion. It's who I am. It's what I love doing. So it's easy. Frankly, it really, for me, it's just easy.
Do you think there's been a big shift? I mean, like, obviously, the madness of the last 3 years. I mean, we've always sort of thought that these kind of businesses, this is where they flourish, because the fear of losing their job, the fear of the unknown, of especially of what's gone on in the last 3 years. Have you seen things grow? Have you seen a shift in the last 3 years within that industry, network marketing or affiliate marketing?
Yes, I've definitely seen a shift. I'm not so sure that I've seen so much of a shift in the network marketing, affiliate marketing industry, but a shift in people for sure, right? I mean, I still think that the network marketing industry is behind the times. I love the industry. I'm involved in the industry. I make my living from the industry. But I do pull my hair out because I see so many companies that are doing the exact same thing that I did in the 70s when I first got involved in network marketing. It's almost as if social media, the internet, cell phones don't exist. It's like, you know, so many people are still doing what I call old school belly to belly, you know, mm-hmm. networking. I have no desire on the planet to do that, to ever, ever, ever do that again.
No.
That's why I use YouTube, because YouTube has enabled me to build a team of 162,000 people in one opportunity, right? And to do that in 8 months.
Wow.
There is absolutely no way on God's green earth you can build a team of 162,000 people if you're picking up the phone and calling one-on-one, 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 one-on-one.
No chance. Absolutely no chance. Why do you think these companies are still doing it this way? What's going wrong with them?
Well, I think that they think that it's too hard to get people to understand how to really appropriately and properly use social media. They think it's all about just posting.
Mm.
And just posting stuff on social media isn't going to do you diddly squat. You know?
And wait for the money to come in.
Yeah.
Not happening. Not coming.
No, it's not. I mean, you really have to be prolific. I mean, if you're serious about creating the kind of business that I've created, if you're serious about creating a seven figure business online, whether you're a coach or an affiliate marketer or a network marketer, you have to get out there. You have to create what I call a massive following of raving fans. And to do that, you have to brand yourself. And I am fully aware that there are so many people that won't ever do what I've done. I get that. I understand that. It's not for the faint of heart, but being an entrepreneur is not for the faint of heart, you know? So people say, oh, you know, network marketing is wonderful because you're in business for yourself, but not by yourself. And, you know, and you can create a massive income just fitting it in the nooks and crannies, working, you know, 10 hours a week. That's the biggest load of crap on the planet.
Well, same, isn't it?
Yeah. Same thing with coaching business.
Yeah.
Look, I've had a multiple seven-figure coaching business. I didn't create that working 10 hours a week.
Yeah. What about what was it? The 4-hour week? Where really?
Yeah.
Well, I can't even, not that I probably want it. I'd get bored. A 4-hour working week. I mean, come on. I mean, well, there's obviously someone doing it somewhere, but they've got a whole team of people doing the work for them, but it's not realistic, is it?
No. I mean, you might get, and I'm certainly not there, but I love working too. You know, I'd be like you, I'd be bored out of my gourd if I just worked 4 hours a week. The 4-hour work week. What they're not telling you is all the hours and hours and hours and hours and hours they worked before they got to the point where they had this whole team that's running all the minutiae, all the nitty gritty detail, so that now they're working 4 hours a week.
Yeah. Well, that's going back to what you started with at the beginning about people don't see, they just see the end result. They don't see all of this. And yeah, if you're there, you know, nobody's going to start having, good luck to you if you think you're going to start out with a 4-hour work week.
The and nice get to 6 years or beyond. Exactly. No, it doesn't happen.
No, not at all. I think I'm doing 17-hour days at the moment. Yep. I mean, like, excuse my voice. You talk about, using your own energy to heal. I really, my own fault this is, and this is why it's so, you've got to be so careful about the words that you use, because there's one person that's listening, right? I only said to a friend last week, 4 years, I haven't even had a cold, which means I'm probably going to come down with something now. Guess what? As you can hear in my voice, but I'm not having it. I'll go to sleep. I'll be fine tomorrow. But be careful how you speak to yourself, because your body is listening.
Absolutely. I mean, our bodies are a reflection of what's going on for us energetically. Yeah. 1,000%. Yeah.
So that is something that I didn't know that you were into the energy healing. That is something that I only got involved with very, very recently, actually, only last year. And it was only because my father had a stroke and I'd heard about these devices, the Healy, the energy frequencies. And so I ordered one so that I could put it in his hand. And unfortunately, he didn't survive it. However, I do truly believe that it aided his transition, and what it did for me to help deal with it emotionally. I mean, and that was my first real experience of it. I come from a physical background, man. I've fitness and healing people, but sports. I was a sports therapist for 27 years. There was no woo-woo. Yeah, there was no woo-woo in my life at all when I started out. And this has really only come on in the last few years since lockdown, even almost more of the introduction into it. But it's interesting that that's been your life. I love that.
Yeah.
Hopefully that's what my children will say when they're older, because they've had it shoved down their necks, I think, for the last 20 years. Bless them.
Yeah.
So for anybody who's out there and they're looking to start online, but it doesn't mean that they're a coach or anything, don't know where to start. There are so many opportunities out there, isn't there, that anybody can do. What would your sort of top tips be for them?
Well, I think that you have to know what you want to create in your life. Like, what are you looking for? Are you looking to make $500 a month? Are you looking to make $10,000 a month? What is it what is your dream? If you could wave a realistic magic wand, what would you like to create? And then find things. I mean, I absolutely believe in diversification. I used to think that you had to choose one thing and focus on one thing and do only that one thing. But I think these last 3 years have taught us that we've got to be diversified, because we never know. We never, ever know when a company is going to go belly up, when you're going to lose your job, when, you know, when there's going to be a global pandemic. I mean, look at what happened. It's just, you know, none of us could have ever predicted that. So I'm all about diversification, not putting all your eggs in one basket, so that you've got a safety net. So that if something happens to this, you've still got these other things here. So one thing you can do is go to my YouTube channel, GloriaMacDonald.com/passive. I've got a bunch of different opportunities on there that I think are great opportunities. And I think you need to have both passive and residual income. Even if you've got a job, even if you're working full time, make sure you've got some passive income working for you and some residual income, because you never know when something's going to happen with that company, with the employer, what with you, right? You know, heaven forbid that something happens, you get in a car accident or whatever, and you can't go to your job. You can't work your job any longer. You know, do you have a backup plan? Do you have another source of income that could keep you going if you couldn't go to work, right? So I think that's critical. And I'm passionate about helping people create those sources of income. So you need to look at a company and really understand, is it going to give you passive income where truly you just have your money working for you and it's creating revenue every day, every week, whatever. And do you have something where you have to put some effort in, but it will absolutely produce residual income for you after you put the effort in? Interestingly, you don't have to be passionate about the product at all. I mean, I've got a variety of different things where I'm not passionate about the product, but I'm passionate about the opportunity and how it can help change people's lives. Maybe it can save money for people, definitely make money for people. So you actually do not have to be passionate about the product at all, but you do have to like the compensation plan, feel good about the compensation plan, and be passionate about helping people.
Right. And you know, at the end of the day, the bottom line is most people in their jobs, you know, if retirement's coming, you're not going to be ready with just a job. Most people are going to need something other. Yeah. And how much, so even if somebody was working full time, yeah, with some of the opportunities that are running, how, you know, because again, it's down to perception. Some people think, oh, it's going to take, I haven't got the time to do it, which is just another excuse. But in their world, it's very real. How much time to build a, you know, not saying it's overnight, how much time would somebody need to spend on building a business if they were doing something consistently?
Well, that's a very tricky question, because with some of these passive income opportunities, you can start with as little as maybe $300 and you can have money working for you, right? And you honestly don't have to do anything. You need to look at those opportunities, because there are a lot of them out there. You need to look at those opportunities very, very, very closely, understand how long they've been in business, exactly what they're doing. You know, there are tons of opportunities in the crypto world. I don't have anything against crypto, but you have to understand it's very volatile. It's very high risk, right?
Yeah.
And if you're a high risk person, fine, but know that. But never in any of these things, even if it doesn't appear to you to be high risk, never, ever, ever put more money in than you can afford to lose, right? If €1,000, £1,000, $1,000, if you lost that, if that would crush you financially, don't put that kind of money in, right? So be wise about where you're putting your money and be wise about the amount of money you put into any of these things. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. Don't get all excited. I mean, unfortunately, I see people that see some opportunity and it looks so, so, so amazing. And so they take all their money out of a retirement fund and they put, you know, 100,000 euros or 100,000 pounds or $100,000 into one thing. And then it's belly up. Don't do that. Do not do that.
Great advice. And I know people who've done that. That's a shame.
Yeah. Put small amounts of money into several different things maybe and see what works for you. Those are the totally passive things. And there are things out there that are good, that are totally passive, but no matter how amazing you think it is, don't put more than you can afford to lose into anything. That's my motto. That's what I live by. And then for the opportunities that have great residual income, there are a whole bunch of those as well. It's definitely going to take effort. If you want to create a business that's generating, you know, six figures or more, you know, what I say to people is, well, how many hours would you put into a job to have a boss pay you six figures or more? You know, it's not going to be 4 hours a week. It's not going to be 10 hours a week. It's going to take a commitment. Is it worth it to me? Absolutely, in the long run, 1,000%. But understand that it's not something that's just going to be 4 hours a week, 10 hours a week, if you want to make a significant income with something.
It's not going to happen overnight. It takes time.
Yeah.
It takes time. So to the listeners, for the listeners who can't see your links or any of the information underneath, first of all, with your YouTube program, how do they get hold of that? How do they find that?
Go to GloriaMcDonald.com/YouTube. So GloriaMcDonald.com/YouTube. That's my YouTube program. Or GloriaMcDonald.com/passive. If you just want to check out my YouTube channel, one of my YouTube channels, that's the best one to check out. If you just want to check out some of the opportunities, see a little bit more about what I do. So those are the two different things. GloriaMcDonald.com/YouTube for my program on YouTube and how to turn YouTube into a profit generating machine, or GloriaMcDonald.com/passive.
Fantastic. And you said there you've got a few channels. So come on, Gloria. How many channels on YouTube do you have?
I have three YouTube channels, but my GloriaMcDonald.com/passive is really the one that I actively work on, that I actively optimize, that, you know, generates me the income.
Right. Cool. And LinkedIn, I know we only briefly mentioned that, but anybody who's interested in the LinkedIn, you are known as the LinkedIn queen, aren't you? So
I am known as the LinkedIn queen.
How would people get hold of that as well?
So I have an introductory program called the 60-Minute Power Recruiting Program that will give you a great, really solid background and fundamentals of LinkedIn. And that's GloriaMcDonald.com/6060, because it's 60-Minute Power Recruiting. Okay. So GloriaMcDonald.com/60.
Fantastic. So what are your predictions for 2023 for people in the online marketing world? Do you see things getting, what trends do you see occurring?
Well, I think there's massive upset in the network marketing and affiliate marketing world because of COVID, because of supply chain issues, because of, you know, people being shut down for so long. So there are a lot of companies that unfortunately that have been around for a long time that are really struggling financially. There will be a lot of new startups in 2023. Massive amounts of opportunity for online marketers, just huge.
And is that because the software that is around these days, the tools that just weren't there or weren't available to the common man, as it were?
Yes, that, and not as many people were looking for opportunities to build online, you know. So many people had their lives turned upside down during COVID. And now more and more people are saying, well, I don't want to go to work. You know, I learned that I could work from home during COVID. So I don't want to go to work, right? And since I'm working from home, I've got more flexibility. The other thing, Karen, is with inflation and the price of fuel being so high, you know, well, the price of fuel is going up and down like a yo-yo, right? It's having a major impact on people's lives. Yeah. And so more and more people are looking for a second income. And, you know, let's say you have a full-time job. You've already gone to work for 8 hours a day. You're going to come home and go to another job. Ugh. You know, so they're looking for ways to make money online where you can work when you want to work. You can work in the evening. You can work on weekends and you can build any of the opportunities that I present to people when you want to work, when you have time to work in the evenings on weekends. So I think that this is just something that's huge. I mean, you're in the right place at the right time if you're looking for passive and residual income in 2023.
Yeah, I think there's going to be just a huge explosion for those who obviously take action. I mean, you got to be in it to win it.
Yes, you do. Yep, you do. As I said, entrepreneurship is not for the faint of heart, right? No. It's not.
No.
And you're not going to have instant success. I mean, you're not going to make figures in the first 2 months. It's just not going to happen that way. For me, when I put it online.
What we've learned is your own story is that it doesn't matter if you get knocked down. It does, that another opportunity will come. But if you stay down and your head's down, woe is me, you're not going to see the opportunity that is out there. And you really are, that's it. That's your story. You've got up, you've gone down, you've gone up, you've gone down. Now we're going to be flying. 2023, this is it. Come on. So YouTube, I think I'm going to have a look at that myself. Try and optimize some of my videos, maybe do it right, maybe even separate them into a couple of channels. So so grateful to have you on here, because I know how busy you are. So I'm very appreciative for your time today. Thank you for that. I learned a lot. I hope the listeners learned a lot from that. And so to the rest, everybody else that's listening out there, I will be back with a coffee with Karen. But thank you so much for being here, Gloria.
Thank you, Karen. Really a pleasure.
Coffee with Karen podcast, a weekly chat show discussing everything from holistic health to current affairs from a mental, physical and spiritual perspective. Get your weekly cup of positivity with a sprinkling of woo-woo.